right? So it's late night here in the recovery room. Racism Not Anonymous, and I'm still up. I don't know what time it is. I think it must be about, what is that? It's going on 2 a.m. from what I can see of the clock. And I'm still awake. And I'm playing a game to sort of relax. This is my down, my way of taking a break and a, you know, downtime. Playing cards, card games on the computer, and it's intended to be a place of mental rest. You know, you can kind of just veg out your mind and let go of the memories of the events of the day, of the week, of the year, of the hour, you know, whatever. And but I find for myself still often enough, even when I'm working to sort of relax, or when I do sort of begin to relax and allow my mind to sort of settle, a free floating thoughts just kind of continue to stream through. And part for me, it starts with when I get quiet mentally, I become more attuned to my physical self. I become a bit more in tune to the environment, and more so, it's sort of like the energy in the environment. When I work to, you know, calm myself mentally, of course, a primary way of somewhat getting calm mentally is disconnecting from people, disconnecting from listening to other people in any kind of way, shape, or form, you know, up to and including reading a book or listening to music. So it's like it just gets totally quiet and, you know, dark. This is the green, this is the, you know. So these, I've heard before, the screen quality and the darkness with the bright lights of a computer screen may not be the best thing for the physical body, yet at the same time, what I was thinking about and what prompted me to click in now was just recognizing my physical body and feeling, being aware of the changes, very noted changes in my physical being, and changes in that give cause for concern, alarm. It's like when you recognize, you become aware of, you know, some physical threat or danger, I believe it's appropriate to kind of become, you know, alarmed or, you know, attuned to it and begin to pay it some attention. And as I did that, go through that process of paying it attention, my physical self, I take into account, you know, how it probably got in this state and, you know, what role I played and what role other stuff played in my current physical condition. And when I go through that process, it triggers a lot of feelings. So it's almost like, you know, I don't begin to rest anymore. It's because you're still working, thinking, and feeling. And, you know, it's certainly not something that I would want to not think about, you know, the changes in my physical body. I want to become alarmed. Well, you know, at any rate, that is if I want to stay on this side, so to speak, then I am likely to be more, you know, more concerned or attuned to and, you know, interested in doing something to, you know, alter. But, you know, the thing I was just thinking, and as I was relaxing and playing my games and laying here, and thinking about the whole physical health and so on and so forth, what was very prominent, or more prominent in my mind, but it was certainly the battle, but the most prominent thing was just recognizing how we live in a society, in a societal system where those who are sort of the leaders, quote unquote, in charge, you know, the government officials, whether it's the crown of Britain, English, and who owns, you know, the country, you know, has us by the balls pretty much, or the government here, in all levels and layers of that sort of government leadership, even as it extends to the community, and you have leaders in the communal level. We live in a society where the leaders are engaging in active intent to harm, abuse. They're abusing their leadership authority and power, and they are working to actively cause us harm. We understand and we know that there are toxins it exists in all everywhere: the water, the air, the food, the medicines, the places where you're supposed to get help. We know that they're actually harming us. The treatment of cancer, give you radiation and give you chemotherapy, which is to be a known toxic killer. Intentionally, they are doing things to intentionally cause the physical body harm. And I do think about that when I think about, you know, the fact that, you know, and I'm hooked and I can't stop these damn cigarettes, and that doesn't feel very good at all either. And it goes back to the fact that, you know, the government, the leadership, if you will, those in charge, those in the position of power, who make the rules, the regulations, who is responsible for enforcing the rules and regulations and so forth of the land, in every area, across cultures, whether it's leaders in the religious community, you see them abusing their position of power and authority, causing intentional harm to their flock, their followers. Our government causing us intentional harm, restricting resources, hoarding resources, you know, allowing the foods to be poisoned and contaminated, allowing the sell and the making of money off of poisonous, cancerous, known items and materials, and they make it and it's legal, and then you are always punished and held accountable and penalized. As I thought about my own role, you know, and the things that I know I do or don't do that may cause harm to my physical body, I cannot ignore, because I have to look to the roots of these behaviors for myself. And when I do that, it comes right back to the society, because this shit flows down. And it's like, where did this shit come from? So I look up the leadership. You know, it's like, again, in the conscious community, you have the quote unquote leaders of the conscious community, and they engage in behaviors that they know are going to cause harm to the people who they are intending to lead and who has empowered them to lead them. So it's like being easy on myself and being compassionate with myself and recognizing my self-limitations. It's like when you find yourself handcuffed and shackled and chained to something, and you recognize, I cannot get out of this situation. I am entrapped here. And it's like, okay, I'm going to begin to think in a different way about my situation and what I want to do, or so and so and so and so, you know. So it's kind of like that. It's like, well, I do play a part, and this is also true, and you know, my next step is, okay, what can I begin to do to address this or chip it away and separate myself enough from it so that I'm not more impacted and influenced, yet at the same time is damn near impossible to do that because the societal system shit is everywhere. Because the other people in my life have also covered with it. And so they also bring it around and carry it around, and it's always there. You know, societal level, your family and the community, you know, of course, it's just everywhere. And it's just something that I resolve. It's like, okay. So it looks like, you know, what it means is like, you know, going to get this sense like, okay, the Titanic is on its way down, so what are we going to do here? How am I going to go? How am I going to choose to go out? On what energy, on what thought wave pattern am I going to go out with? So the becomes the next question. That's a, you know, that's a plan. I have to have a working plan in place because it's for the potentiality. And not only potentiality, reality is that at some point I am going anyway. That's a given. No, it's a given. So because it's a given, I'm going to have a plan for myself in terms of what that, you know, means and what I do as I go through it now. And but I'm thinking about it as I'm sort of chilling and relaxing and sort of playing, going my round of card games, things that I have, and that's what I've been thinking about, and you know, recognizing, I think I said a mouthful right there, and there's a part of me that wants to stop. Yet at the same time, I know that there's another piece of this that I'd like to get across and point that I am working to make. Yet, you know, of course, just the whole conversation, the thought, the speaking it out loud of this thing called death, is in and of itself something that's really, you know, it's challenging. It's most certainly counter the culture that we exist in. It's something that people have been, Lord, encourage, support it all day. You know, so don't think about, don't talk about. Only time you can talk about that is when people behind is in hospice care or something. Then you have a whole cadre of people who specialize in helping you go that last mile, that extra mile, so to speak. Yet when you are in a state of sort of relative health, then people become very uncomfortable thinking about, speaking about, planning for even this thing called death. Even though we all know that every single last one of us is going to go back up the pole to the spiritual realm. And so I just think to myself, you know, how I would like it to go and how I would like it to be. And certainly I have my plan for when I leave this body in terms of going to the dark. I like being in the dark, and being in the dark is something, I guess when I was down in Florida, so that would have been in, when I went back down in 07. And one job that I worked on, yeah, I would walk through the place in the pitch black dark as I could prepare myself for that journey. And becoming comfortable with sort of becoming enclosed in the darkness, because it is about going and you know, will be going to the darkness to go back to self inside my soul and find my soul self, reconnect with my soul self that is out there, because this is just a hologram. And I guess that's what the people also, you got to talk about the holographic reality and recognizing in that regard from that metaphysical, spiritual reality. And it's like, oh, that's how I see. I'm beginning to see how the pieces work together. And I did, I heard this brother, and I know I didn't give credit because I can't call his name, who broke it down like this, and I heard it recently, and I've heard it before in different formats and fashions, yet this broke it down, just in terms of when you make that transition and we leave this physical body, instead of going to the quote-unquote light where your family and loved ones are there waiting for you, you're not wanting to go to the light, it's going to the dark side. Going back to my soul self. And because when we go to the light, we just recycle and we never reconnect with our soul self, so we stay in this sort of holographic world and program and stuff. And, you know, it's like, I've reached the end, I'm going to be going to the dark side. And there's a part of that, when I think about it, man, it's kind of like, there's a level of excitement for me when I think about that. And, no, and then I do quickly, you know, think about, oh, wait a minute, there's some things over here that I like to get done and complete before I go. And at the same time, knowing that, you know, there are active processes and people and practices that are intent upon helping me get there, that's for sure. Helping me go quickly and go down, and at the same time actively working to restrict me from doing that which I came forward here to do. And there's like, there's no help, because everybody is so infected with this thing and there's very little help. And so throat feels pretty bad, and other parts of my body feel bad, and I know that I'm very young to be feeling what I'm feeling. I also know that, you know, the European with their bastardly selves certainly targeted my generation, you know, for the shit that I'm experiencing. And I know that I'm not alone in the that shit, you know, the reality in terms of I'm not sure much how longer I'm going to be. And I feel the damn effects of the shit that I am also kind of hooked on. And I also know what would be helpful. It's the environment, you know, environment and the culture that we are in most certainly makes a difference. If you plant a tomato to seed in the ground, you're going to grow some god darn tomatoes. And that's what the hell happened. They planted the shit, and this is what you're going to get. And we say that we are gods and goddesses and deities and divine and all powerful within us as melanated beings and blah, blah, blah. You have the power, God, to do whatever it is, you blah, 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 you run. It's like, yeah, that's a flip. You know what? This is true, yet it's over there with my soul self that I'm just a hologram over here, you know. And so something, I don't know. And while it's true, it requires all of us to clean the shit up off of us and clean the shit up and stop spreading it around each other, you know, so that divine can shine through. And, you know, when you, it's like you have a glow ball or something, and if it's all covered in mud, you can't see the glow, so you clean it off, and then it's like, woo! And to dig it up out of all this shit, you know, in order for the goddess energy to do what it do, you know. But when you're slinging shit all over the place on each other, it gets it all covered up. And so, you know, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what, it's like, so as a result of knowing that the vast majority of people are not attempting to clean it up, then it's like, okay, I'm going to start making plans to get the flip up out of here and more specifically make sure that I do it in a way that I don't come back to the mess, the foolishness. It's a sheer foolishness, and I don't have enough, so. I'm going to quiet myself again. There's a part, there's a loss, something. There's a feeling of sadness welling in the back of my throat as I'm preparing to lay down and, you know, click off the camera and continue my game and probably fall asleep within the half hour, I believe. I think that little bout of sadness for a minute came from the power in what I've just done in terms of sharing those thoughts that I shared, my thoughts, my feelings, and my plan, my experiences, strengths, and plans. I know that there was a power inherent in that. And I think that welling up of sort of sadness that I felt in the back of my throat was somehow related to that. Here, let me tell y'all one more thing, because this is what started it. This is the water. You know, the buying this bottle of water. Say, oh, why you buy a bottle of water? You know it's not good because I cannot afford to do anything else right now, and I don't have the resources and the people to do anything else in terms of assuring that I have purified, clean water. I know the options out there and what it needs and all of that. However, I do not have the resources to make it happen. Therefore, I have this water. Now, I bought this water, and, you know, I opened this bottle of water, and this thing is filled to the actual brim. It's filled to the brim. And I'm like, there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with this. And at the same time, where are the options that I have? You know, or where the resources to access the options? And furthermore, it's like, you know, why is it just so okay that the leadership can allow shit like this to happen? You know, so I get it. So that's it, y'all. This, I don't know how long I've been talking on here. I might try to work to upload this whole thing because, you know, YouTube keeps saying you got more than 15 minutes. And so it's like, I don't think it's been 15 minutes. I don't know how. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put it down. And until next time, from the Recovery Room of Racism Not Anonymous, you know, it's about getting and staying safe. Safety. Where does it exist on this planet? Within self.